Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, This is Our Time of Deliverance, from the Chronicles of Exodus.
People pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain with thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in thy sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. The horse of Pharaoh went into the chariots with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought them again, the waters of the sea, upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timber in her hand, and all the women went out with her with timbrels and the dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for the Lord has triumphed glorious, the horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The word of the Lord is blessed. The word of the Lord is blessed. For a few moments today, I want to talk about chosen to be catalysts for divine turnarounds, transformations, and triumphs. Chosen to be catalysts for divine turnarounds, transformations, and triumphs. You, me, and us. Come on, somebody look at your neighbor and say, I'm chosen, I'm chosen, I'm chosen. Come on, do me a favor, look at one more name and say, you are chosen, you are chosen. All right, for a few moments, I want to talk about chosen to be catalysts for divine turnarounds, transformation, and triumphs. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. These next few moments, give me articulation of speech. Let me speak as an oracle of God. Let me declare your truth. Let me say what it is that you've said for me to say. And God, and then when you finish, God, let me be sitting down. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, God, let it be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer, Lord. Speak through me, God. That your people may hear and that they may live. And then what they hear and believe, they would then now live out on a daily basis. We thank you for giving us applicable principles. This is our prayer today. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Chosen to be catalysts for divine turnarounds, transformations, and triumphs. You, me, and us. Hold on, stay with me a minute now. The rest of you ministers, y'all can be released, all right? Amen. Just stay with me a minute because I don't think I'm going to be long, but who knows, all right? Amen. Chosen to be catalysts for divine turnarounds, transformations, and triumphs. Mm-hmm. Exodus 14 and Exodus, amen, 15. We got to now settle it in our spirit that we've been chosen. Somebody say, I've been chosen. Amen, I've been chosen. We've got to settle it in our spirit, amen, that we have been chosen. If we are paying attention to the education that we are receiving from the book of Exodus and the books written about our lives, we should now be noticing things are not like they used to be. I hope you're paying attention. I hope you're listening. All right. If we're paying attention, even if we're not paying attention to our own lives, if we are paying attention to where we are in the book of Exodus, things are not like they used to be. Come on, somebody make a declarative statement and go ahead and declare it, things ain't like they used to be. Can I get one person to know that things ain't like they used to be? I got one person. I got two person. Oh, I got four. I got five. Can I get six? Can I get seven? Okay. Right. If you really paying attention, things ain't like they used to be. Our God has been turning things around. Good God about it. And sometimes in the midnight hour. Good God about it. Come on, somebody go ahead and declare it. Things ain't like they used to be. Do I have three people in here? God turned something around in the midnight hour? Good God about it. Well, we're going to get there before it's over. Just when we thought it was over, here comes God. Just when we was counted out, there go God doing it again. Our God has been turning things around in the midnight hour, and God has allowed us to experience some things that gave us joy in the morning. The night wasn't fun, but joy came in the morning. Had hard trials and tribulations, but I got a testimony. Before it was over, it worked together for my good. Does anybody in here know that something worked together for good? Amen. That you thought was going to destroy you? Yeah. If we paying attention, things ain't like they used to be. God turning things around. He has now given us the experience of joy in the morning. And we're starting to find out that his promises are yes and amen. Good God Almighty. I want to have some folks in here now that they know if God make a promise, he gonna make it good. Mm-hmm. All to have 6-7 folks in here that now know that if God makes you a promise, he's not a man that he should lie. Now he's the son of man that he should repent. That if he said it, you can sit back and wait for it, cause he gonna make it good. Do I have anybody here that know God, will make something good? That which looked easy and that which people considered hard, God can make anything good that he chooses to make good. So if we're paying attention, things ain't like they used to be. God has turned some things around. We've experienced the joy of the morning. And God is proving over and over that his promises are yes and amen. Do me a favor. Just somebody needs encouragement today. Tell them calm down. God gonna make it good. God's gonna make it good. Somebody need to help your neighbor and tell them calm down. God gonna make it good. God's going to make it good. In Isaiah 43, he says, don't even remember the former thing. Don't consider the things of old. Behold, I'll do a new thing, and I shall, amen, make it spring forth. I will even make rivers in the desert. Somebody need to understand today that we got a God that can make rivers in the desert. Our God. So every now and then, we get invited to the desert, and we ought not be complaining no more because we know our God going to go there with us, and he's going to make a river even in the desert. He makes rivers in the deserts. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. God has turned some things around, amen. If we're paying attention, things ain't like they used to be. God has made some rivers in the desert. Mm-hmm. What God has accomplished through our history was for the purpose of turning things around. Coming out of Black History Month, so we need to really understand that God allowed some things in our history to happen so he can show I can turn some things around. Y'all please hear me. God does not waste experiences. Whatever part of your history that you might not be proud of, God allowed it because he's going to make some good come out of it. God, oh God. Y'all gonna make me preach this morning. What God has accomplished through our history was for the purpose of turning things around. And not only was it for the purpose of turning things around, God used some things also to transform us. If he didn't allow it, we wouldn't have gotten transformation. Some of our neighbors didn't get transformation because they got out the fire. But because we stayed in the fire, now we've gone through our transformation and now our minds have been renewed. We can now prove what is the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Amen. God has used our history to turn some things around. Y'all give me a few moments. He's used it to transform us. He's used some things to prove forever that we're more than conquerors. God, I don't know if y'all, this Baptist church know where to say amen, but that's all right. I can preach to Baptist people too. But God has used some things so we'll now know we more than conquerors. Okay, you didn't get it yet. God allowed some things. He allowed us to go through some things. And then when we came out the things, we were not just mere survivors. Amen. But we was overcomers because he wanted it written permanently in our minds that you're not a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. Do you know how many people went through what you went through and now they up in some mental ward? Y'all ain't saying that. Do you know how many people went through what you went through and quit and stopped and now they sitting home, won't come back? Do you know how many people went through what you went through and took a gun or a knife and cut their wrists or blew their brains out? But look at you, you still standing. You gotta know that you know now that I'm more than a conqueror. some of the things that God let us go through because he wanted to prove that you more than a conqueror. And I know I got 5-6 folks in here that what they went through in the last 3 months, what they went in through the last 3 years, what they've gone through for the last 30 years, it proved that devil, you can't take me out. And devil, you can't defeat me. And devil, you can't discourage me to the point of quit. Why? Because I know that 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 I'm more than a conqueror. And I need to help some of you that's going through today. God's trying to make you more than a conqueror. He ain't trying to prove nothing to no enemies. He's trying to prove something to you. That you're more than a conqueror. And having done all to stand, you can stand. That you can go through the fire and you can go through the waters. He's trying to prove that they ain't lions don't have no power over you. He's trying to prove to us that we're more than a conqueror. Somebody put your hand on your chest. I'm almost there. Come on, somebody say, it's been proven to me that I'm more than a conqueror. And I won't stop saying this in this season. People of color, you ought to know that you're more than conquerors. God, y'all didn't hear what I said. People of color, if nobody else in the world know it, we that are in America ought to know that we more than conqueror. Jim Crow couldn't kill us. Shadow slavery couldn't destroy our heritage. Coming through all of that, we still stand being a great people. Nobody ought not be telling you your people lazy. Ain't nobody ought to be able to. We were creating stuff when we was in backbone. Didn't even know how to read. Because he wanted to prove to us that you're more than a conqueror. And it not only has to be in us now. We've got to keep repeating to our children. Because we now got a generation that's being lied to. They don't know we more than conqueror. Come on, somebody say real loud, we're more than conqueror. God is trying to prove to us that we're more than a conqueror. To not know our history and understand our history is to miss out understanding what God has made us to be divinely because of the process of experience. Your history ought to tell you something about you. Are y'all still here? Your history ought to tell you something about you. Okay, y'all ain't saying that. Your history ought to tell you something about you. Your history ought to tell you, I'm saved. Oh, I know I'm saved because what I went through last week, y'all ain't saying that. Your history ought to tell you something about you. Your history ought to tell you, you can withstand something. Your history ought to tell you, I ain't no quitter. I had multiple opportunities to quit. Come on, look at somebody, tell them, I didn't quit. Ah, you had multiple opportunities to quit, but you didn't quit. Your history ought to tell you something about you. Telling us that we're more than a conqueror. And now because we understand our history, we're understanding what we've been created divinely to be. We've been created to be divinely and fearfully and wonderfully made. And can't nobody talk me out of that truth. God, y'all gonna catch up with me in a little while. You've been created to be fearfully and wonderfully and divinely made. And now you got to get to the point. Can't nobody talk me out of that truth. When they ostracize your name, fearfully should be your response. When they say all kind of manner of evil against you, your response ought to be wonderful and wonderfully made. I hear you, Holy Ghost. What our problem is, we're trying to combat what people said about us, did to us, with what they said and what they did to us. And that ain't working. You'll come back to them when they talk about you all manner of evil is fearfully. And you want to get them confused, say fearfully and wonderfully made. Because they was looking for another kind of response. And your response proved that you're more than a conqueror. Hope y'all can go with me today. Fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what Psalmist said in 139. 2 Corinthians says, therefore, if any man in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away, and now all things have become new. Not only have we fearfully, wonderfully, not only have we all things been made new, when we get to Psalms 18 says, I'm so fearfully, I'm so wonderful, I've been created in such a new creation. When you get to Psalms 18, it says, now I'm so bad, he taught my hands to war and my fingers to fight. What in the world did God create when he said, you are fearful, you're wonderful, you're a new creation in me, but don't forget, I've taught your hands how to war. I think we're slipping a little bit. We don't know who we are. You're fearful. Come on, come on, go with me and say, you're fearful. You're wonderful. Come on, you're fearful. You're wonderful. You're a new creation. Your hands can war and your fingers can fight. Good God. That ought to make your chest stick out. We've now discovered that God is a fulfilling Ephesians 3:20, and I'm almost there. Hold it down. I'm almost there. God is now fulfilling Ephesians 3:20. He's showing us through us, I'm going to do exceedingly and abundant above all that you can ask or think according to the power that is working within you. We have entered into a season in which God will exceed high expectations. Almost there. It's going to be far above. It's going to even be beyond our wildest holy imaginations. Yes. Right now, sir and ma'am, God's about to show through us, because we're fearful, because we're wonderful, because we're this new creation, hands can fight, fingers can war. God's getting ready to blow our minds with what he do next. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. And this is why we've been in the book of Exodus. Come on, tell your neighbor, pay attention. I don't think Christians pay attention enough. This is why we've been in the book of Exodus, because when we come to the book of Exodus, God is about redemption and deliverance. When we come to the book of Exodus, God is now making covenant with the people. So he's not only redeeming, he's not only bringing people out and delivering, but now he's making covenant. Come on, someone tell me, now he's making covenant. Now he's making covenant. And Yahweh now begins to argue that, can I not redeem who I chose? Can I not deliver who I put my hands upon? Can I not make of these a holy breed nation? We'll come to the book of Exodus. God is taking the people that were considered the less to do the greatest with. Don't ever feel bad because you was considered the less. That was another place to say amen, Baptist Church. Good God Almighty. Because when we get to the book of Exodus, God takes those that was less and those that was the least and those that was the one that most likely God not to choose, and God said, give me them. I believe we're in another kind of moment that God is saying, give me them. God of us. Those that have been discounted and those that have been counted out and those that have been put on second class and 3/5 of. God is saying, now, give me them. Watch what I do with them. And that's what he's doing in the book of Exodus. God, in the book of Exodus, he wanted to encourage the nation of the Hebrew nation and this present nation that now you got to obey my commands. Now you got to keep your covenant agreement. Now you have to become the holy nation that I've already bragged about you being. For those of you following, we're no longer in captivity, that there is not much expected of us. When we turn the chapter 9:15, and now there is no Pharaoh, God is saying, now I'm your king, now I'm your God, now I expect more of you. So sinners are expected to sin. Believers are expected to walk by faith and not by sight. okay, y'all got to get this. And I know I got to get into spiritual formation. And this is where a lot of believers come out saying, amen. And I know Donnie McClurkin told us, amen, a good man falls sometimes, all of that. But when you become a believer, people expect you to walk by faith and not by sight. Because you're no longer under Pharaoh. You're under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Y'all stay with me. So now God is encouraging Israel or the Hebrew nation. He's encouraging us and he encouraged those that were studying. Now you got to obey what God says now. Are y'all still here? Now I'm judging you by a different standard because I'm making covenant with you. Y'all listening? Now, and I keep hearing the Holy Spirit say it several times. Now, because I'm your God, you're no longer under Egyptian rulership because as go the leader, so go the people. Now you're up under my rulership and all day long they say holy, holy, holy about me. So now all day long I'm expected to be said about you, holy, holy, holy. Okay, y'all, I don't know where y'all left me. He's expecting us to be holy. Come on, somebody say it with me. He's expecting us to be holy. And by which, obeying commands, keeping the covenant agreement, and being holy, we will enter into the promised land. And because we did our part, his faithfulness will be that regardless of what we face, we're going to get to the promised land. Y'all still here? All I need, this is what God is saying. All I need you to do is keep my commands, stay in covenant. Hear me, stay in covenant and be holy. I got everything else. That's not a bad agreement. I don't really think that's even a hard agreement. I just think it's one that you can be fooled out of if you listen to the wrong voices. They're now coming out of Egypt. They're now coming into the place of being ruled by God. And God's saying, I need you to listen to what I tell you. Because there are going to be things like coronavirus in the land. I need you to listen to what I tell you. I told you around June, start increasing your water. And now that's got to be important. You got to stay in covenant. Don't come. Listen what he told Israel. You getting ready to go amongst a people that got all kind of gods. And I know that ain't good English, but that's good preaching. You getting ready to go amongst a people that got all kind of gods. You need to stay in covenant with me. Don't come in covenant with these other gods. They're going to have gods of sports and they're going to have gods of government. They're going to have gods of entertainment. They're going to have gods of here and gods of there. They're going to have gods. And be careful now, because if you're not careful, you're going to be bowing. And if you bow, then they're going to have to take you where I was going to take you. So I need you to obey my commands. I need you to stay in covenant. And I need you, I need you, I need you. Be who you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be a peculiar people. People supposed to look at you and say, they different. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. And I know it ain't preaching modern day church. If ain't nobody told you you different, then you need to check your walk with God. Come on, come on. If you fit in easily with the world, then there's a problem. You might not no longer be fitting in with God. Y'all ain't saying that. Because he told him, he said, I need you to be holy. He said, I need you to keep my command. He said, and I need you to be the holy nation. And he said, if you just do that, not hard. He said, I will be the faithful one that'll get you to the promised land. He knew that there were seven nations that when they came out, they were going to immediately have to face. And he said, absolutely nothing about you got to fight them and beat them. He didn't say nothing about that. He said, no, all you got to do is keep my commands. All you got to do is stay in covenant with me. Y'all, I wish we could hear this, Holden. If we ever discover the power of holiness, we're going to run more to it. See, we are God. Go ahead and preach that. That wasn't part of the man. We think holiness is going to keep us out of something. and keep us away from something. And we gonna think we gonna, okay, preach, Lord. We gonna miss what the world is doing. No. You got this thing twisted. Holiness make you walk the walk and talk the talk. Holiness give you power over demons and over devil. Holiness calls you to lay hands. Holiness calls you to be delivered with everybody. We miss this holy thing all up. You be holy don't mean you're going to be weird and strange and all spooky and don't speak to folks. That was a misconception. In fact, when you be holy, you nice to folks that ain't got no niceness in them. Preach, Lord. When you holy, y'all ain't saying nothing. You got the best words when ain't nobody got no words. I sort of kind of been sticking my chest out lately. Because I've been looking over all these prophets that I've heard from the last 10 years, and ain't one of them said anything about this coronavirus. In fact, to be truthful, and I am sort of kind of boasting, I ain't heard no man of God say anything about it yet, except one that's trying to sell some oil. And I'm like, God, you told me what I'm supposed to tell folks. I said, okay, y'all looking at me real straight. That's all right. I feel pretty good that God talking to me about something that nobody else is hearing about. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I feel pretty good about it. Listen to me. That's what holiness does. It brings you into quarters to God talking about stuff that can't nobody else hear. Oh God, preach, Lawrence. Don't you let nobody talk you out of holiness because of a skirt or because of a pair of pants. Preach, Lawrence. Don't you let nobody talk you out of holiness because of some high on something called black and mild. Don't you let nobody talk you out of holiness about something that's temporal and not lasting. Holiness is a good thing. See, I was raised in it. So, see, when I was back in the day, they called our church the Holiness Church, and they called us Holy Rollers. So I was sort of kind of raised in that, so I can never go too far. Never. I've never been, even before I was really going for the Lord, I never could go far, because I could hear Mother McLaren talking about, she had a real high-pitched voice. Lawrence, don't do that. Real high-pitched voice. I don't think it. And then she had some tongue. And I get scared to death that, Lord, God was going to rain down when that woman talked. But all she was doing was putting me back to holiness. I think, Deacon Andre, I think we need a holiness revival. I can tell the folks that don't want it because they ain't clapping. Y'all know what your Bible says, right? Be ye holy. For I am holy. Y'all know he go a little further. He said, holiness without. Somebody ought to say right there, I think we need a holiness revival. We got to teach y'all, better please hear me. We got to teach our children to be holy because there's too much on these iPhones and these iPads. We got to teach our children to be holy because there's too many things in their ear. We got to teach our children to be holy because they're being pulled away by a postmodern culture. Holiness is still right. Ain't none of that in my notes. Ain't none of that in my notes. He says, I want you to be holy. And because you're holy, I've already taken care of seven nations that you won't even have to worry about. He says, they're greater than you. They're mightier than you. They got you outnumbered. But because you are a holy nation and because you are staying in covenant with me and because you obey my commands, nothing good will I withhold from you.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the four-link copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.